Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Five one double 51 is our text number. Colm Griffin is on the line. Colm, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
You say you were shocked when you sat down and worked out the likely water bill for a family of, what, two adults and three children, who none of whom have an allowance, so that'd be children over 18 as such. What is their water bill going to be, according to your figures?
Well, Joe, I suppose my figures are based on the announcement by the Commission of Energy Regulation on the 31st of July on their consultation plan.
Colm, hang on. Colm, are you on speakerphone there?
No.
Okay, no, just the line is dreadful, unfortunately. Sorry, go ahead. Where did you come up with this 1,250 figure, which is shocking, which will strike fear into the heart of any family that have two adults and three grown-up children?
Well, I suppose the report is based on assessing water used for baths or showers, for toilets, dishwasher, washing machine, washing your car, drinking water, gardening. And allowances are also made for water usage, for such as cooking, washing hands, brushing teeth and so forth, you know. And essentially, we're using the figures from the CER, which estimates water rates at 448 per 1,000 litres. And based on that, we estimate, and taking into account the allowances, which have been cut from the initial announcement pre-local elections, when we were told that there'd be a 38,000 litre allowance per child under 18, that's reduced in the July consultation plan, that was reduced to 21,000 litres. So essentially, I suppose, unless you change your water usage behaviour, we estimate it could be as high as 1,250 for a five family.
Yeah, but before the election, the figure that was being bandied about, I think, was €248 for the average household.
Yeah, and I think the most recent figure is 238. And, you know, our figures, and, you know, I think they're conservatively enough estimated. We estimate that unless you change your water behaviour, it could be up to 1250. And for a family of five adults, you know, so if you have three, eight people in the household that are over 18 going to college maybe or whatever, it could be ending up to 1550 based on our figures.
People couldn't cope with that. You're saying a family of two adults and three grown-up children have finished their leaving cert or going to college or whatever, i.e. over 18, you're saying that household of five people, you're saying the bill on the basis of the figures that have been announced, and the allowances don't exist for that age group, that figure is going to be €1,550.
Yep, it could be as high as that. Obviously, if people change their behaviour habits, they can bring that down significantly. I suppose I put together a report where I estimate some households can save up to €500 a year by making some changes, you know. I think the advice I'd give people, Joe, the first thing they should do is to assess how much water actually flows from their showers and from their taps, you know. We estimate that showers will generally have an output of about 12 litres a minute. And international reports show that people on average, now some people are different. I mean, I certainly don't spend 8 minutes in the shower, but on average, international reports show that people spend an average of 8 minutes in the shower. Now, if your shower has an output of 12 litres a minute and you multiply that by 8, that's 96 litres. That's about 45 cents a shower, you know. So that's the showers and toilets. And, you know, I suppose that the amount of water output from your taps can, you know, if you're just letting water flow to try to get it to the right temperature before you start to use it, you could waste an awful lot of money on things like that.
Now I know you're on purchase.ie. By the way, how do we measure what how many litres your shower is shooting out? How do you do that?
Well, the simplest thing to do is get a 1 litre jug, put it under your shower, and time how long it takes to fill. If it takes 5 seconds to fill, it means that your shower has an output of 12 litres a minute. If it takes 10 seconds to fill, it means there's only an output of 6 litres a minute, you know. So people really should start doing things like that. Do the same with their taps. I suppose there's all kinds of water-saving products, including shower heads and restrictors for taps, which won't compromise the water pressure, but will restrict the flow. So, you know, things like that could make a huge difference for people. The figures that are quoted from from the research that we've done anyway, at least, and I think the government figures are well out.
And this is your business, you know, in terms of computing these figures and dealing with water and the amount of water various taps, toilets, dishwashers, washing machines use. This is your speciality.
It is, yeah. I mean, we've
you're not the Fianna Fáil spokesperson on water coming on to have a go at the government. That's what I mean. You're independent in that sense. But yeah. maybe they could argue then if people realise that if they stick. By the way, I've 8 minutes for a shower. That's fine for us. But have you 18 year olds in your house, Colm?
I don't. No. Way.
8 minutes is the first song in the shower, then they do a whole album, and then the last song is about 8 minutes, and then they get out of the shower and they leave more water on the floor. So yeah. I think there's going to be more than 96 litres.
Well, I mean, that's an average. I mean, I'm sure there's some people that only spend 2 or 3 minutes in the shower as well, Joe, you know, so you just have to, every household is going to be radically different, you know, but I mean, people really got to be careful with these figures. I mean, even things like an outdoor tap in your garden, mm-hmm. if that was accidentally left running all night long, you know, that could cost you an awful lot of money when it comes to your water bill.
But maybe Uisce Ireland and the government say, well, this would be one of the effects of this, that people will be very, very cautious and careful and sparing about water.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe that's an assumption that's being made, you know, but it has to be reinforced, you know. People have to know that, look, once we're being charged by the meter, there is, you know, unless radical changes are made in households, they could be in for a huge shock when their first bill comes.
And remember, it kicks in, what, 10 days' time, the water meter such starts turning on the 1st of October. You'll get the first bill on the 1st of January for 3 months, and then people will realise.
Yeah, well, I suppose, to be fair, Joe, the first bills won't actually be on the meter itself. Like, I mean, it'll be a fixed charge, the first bills, my understanding is, at least, you know. But obviously, eventually, when all the meters are installed, we'll be charged by our usage, you know. So my understanding is, so that people get used to paying for it, the first bills are going to be on a fixed basis.
And what do you mean? That's just a similar amount for everyone, just to get it going, so to speak.
Yes, that's.
And then the second bill will be on a measurement.
I'm not 100% sure that I think, to be honest, that until all the meters are installed, that it'll be a fixed charge. But I think you need to confirm that with Irish Water or the CER.
Okay, but you're saying from the figures that have now been released from the Commission for Energy Regulation on the basis of 448 per 1,000 litres and on the new allowances that have been announced and on the average use, insofar as anyone can ever judge that, but on the average use, and you're saying the average shower is 8 minutes. So if you realise the showers in your house are taking more than 8 minutes, you're above average use. But you say on that average use, a household with five adults, that could be two parents and three, an 18, a 19 and a 20 year old, or thereabouts, that household, you say, on its current, well, on the average usage, as you worked out, would be hitting €1,500.
Yeah, well, like, I suppose somebody taking a shower for 8 minutes, and if there's an output of water at 12 litres a minute, that would cost one individual €167 per year. That's on the 448 basis. So you multiply 5 by 167, and you get an idea for where these water rates could be going.
And that's just on the shower?
That's just on the
and
shower.
And that's just on the base of one shower a day?
That's the on base of one shower a day, exactly.
Because at that age group could have two showers a day.
That's possible too.
It is. If they say they're out playing sports.
Oh, definitely. You know, 100%, yeah. You know.
Okay.
But
there are other tips. You say, okay, get your 1 litre jug. If your 1 litre jug, when you turn on your shower, if it fills up within 5 seconds, panic.
Yes, I mean, yeah, that would be definitely panic, you know, and look towards moving towards water-saving shower heads.
Get a water-saving shower head.
Yeah. And obviously, reduce, change your behaviour habits. I mean, don't take 8 minute showers, take 5 minute showers. Try to get it down. Use
the
shower
some showers take 8 minutes to warm up, Colin.
I haven't come across one of them in a while.
But you know what I mean? You know what I mean? They play around with the temperature. They want to do A, B, C. Anyway.
Yeah.
And you say, okay.
Yeah, toilets is another one.
Okay, so we know about the brick, and now you can buy, I've seen them in supermarkets and DIY, you can buy, they're like almost like hot water bottles. You can buy a toilet tank bank, can't you, to put in?
That's right, yeah.
Just sits in. That's about a fiver.
Yeah. They'll say 2 litres every time you flush. Now, if you have a modern cistern, I wouldn't go messing with it too much, to be honest. Any cisterns installed in the last 10 years have 6 litre flush capacity. Older cisterns could have a 9, 12 litre capacity. It's those ones I'd be more concerned with, to be honest with you. Obviously, just washing machines and dishwashers. Washing machines, about 50 litres every time you use it. Dishwashers, about 25. If you could reduce that, you know, if you could use them one time less per week, it would save about 20 quid a year, you know.
Okay. And what about, I see a lot of shops, I see Aldi, I see on the side of the road down the country, people selling these big water buckets, water receptacles for obviously to sit outside.
Yeah, the water butts, yeah, I mean, connecting them to your downpipes, you know, our report, we kind of estimated about 7,300 litres used for gardening purposes. Now, some people won't garden at all, I suppose, you know, so every household is different from that point of view. But if that 7,300 litres could be collected, as opposed to from your mains tap, it would save another 35 euros per annum on your water charges.
Okay. By the way, Colin, you know the way when we turn on a tap and it has to warm up, how much water do we waste?
Well, it depends on the draw from your immersion to your tap. I mean, but you could potentially, if it's running for 2 minutes, you could potentially be using 20, 30 litres before the water gets warm, you know. So that's, you know, I suppose there's things like instant electric hot water taps, which can help to counter that, you know.
Okay. And I know you've loads of ideas, but those figures, when you contact us with them on the base of the figures you were given by the official figures, are absolutely shocking. Colin Griffin of Purchase.ie, thanks indeed. 51551 is our text number.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
John Stanton is in Renlin, Dublin. 51551. You are reading your meter at the moment, John, and you're saying don't get too worried.
I am saying that it's open to everyone. I mean, I was worried about what your man was saying and putting scare tactics and frightening people. He was using both statistics. He was scaring people by saying that this is what you'll be using, and then he was using the average of what the billing method will be if you don't have a meter. So he was having the best of both worlds statistically. But what I'm saying is I've read my meter. My meter was put in the middle of July.
Okay. How do you read your meter?
Lift the cover.
Do you need a special key to lift the cover?
No. There's just a screwdriver will lift the cover.
They flip that easily?
Yeah, there's a plastic cover then over that.
Okay.
With a little handle on it, you lift that.
All right.
And there's also a little plastic lid over the meter, so just to protect it.
Okay.
And whatever you lift that, it's slightly foggy if you don't lift that. And the meter is in cubic meters, but a cubic meter is 1,000 litres.
Okay.
So it's very simple. And the cubic meters are in white lettering and the liters are in red. So if you've used 1 meter, that's 1,000 liters. So the meter will read 1 and 3 red zeros.
Okay, and that's 448, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
444, I think, actually.
Okay.
Joe, I think
okay.
Your man was wrong in his figures.
Okay.
222 or whatever. I've used roughly 5 liters, 5 cubic meters, which would be 5,000 liters per month. So my bill will work out it'll be slightly lower because I used a bit in the garden. But that works out at 60 cubic metres for the year. Take away your 30 free allowance and my bill will work out at 133.20. I would probably use a lot less during the winter. So it'll be less than that.
And how many in your...
I'm a single person in the house. I'm having a bath every day, whatever, rather than a shower and whatever. The usual tile facilities, and I've been using it in the garden and using it for cooking and whatever.
Well, in fairness, his figures aren't far out for a single person. I think Colm said...
Well, my single person, Joe, is 133 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Multiply that by 5 and you get 500 or 600 even, and he's talking about twice that.
So you think it'll be 600?
Well, I'm saying that that will be more in line with. But look, Joe, I think you should do an experiment. It's open to everyone to read their meter this weekend.
Okay.
And maybe next Friday you should ask people to read their meter again. Do it for a week and multiply that by 52, but they could ring in your show next Friday.
That's a good idea.
And see what they're actually using and how they monitor, because they should be monitoring it so that they know what their bills are going. They monitor their ESB meter and they monitor their gas meter. It's a utility. That's what it is. And it's there. It's free to read. You can look at it. And so that you get the idea before the bills are read. Your correspondent earlier was also misleading. He said that there would be estimated bills for everyone on the first bill. That's not my understanding.
That's not my understanding. I thought that the meter effectively kicks in on next Wednesday week.
Yeah. Well, now, I'm not sure that they'll be able to read everyone in the country on the 1st of October, but they'll read the 1st, 2nd or 3rd. A van will drive down the road and they'll pick up the electronic stuff fairly quickly and whatever, on the reading and whatever.
But do you take it, John, do you agree that a family with three adults, so to speak, leaving CERT or beyond, 18 or over, their bill is going to be in the region of 600 quid?
Well, I'm suggesting that would be sort of the average that's expected. If they don't have a meter, there's a cost that's set out on the Irish Water website. I don't have it in front of me per adult.
Yeah, that is five.
If you're living in an apartment where there's not.
It's 584.
Okay.
If you've no water meter and there's five adults in the house, you're going to be billed 584 quid.
Exactly.
Now, that's
the point I'm making.
But the point that other people were making was, and it's come up again and again in the programme, and that is that people. Now, we're led to believe that the average bill will be in the region of 238, 248. But for that to be, the average bill doesn't...
But Joe, that's on an average. Statistics can be very...
I know that, absolutely.
That's for two adults and 2.2 children. The 2.2 children have
an allowance.
An allowance. So that's where that kicks in. But if you have five adults, I mean, if you leave the hall light on all night, you're going to be billed. You know what I mean? It's as simple as that. There's a meter there, and if you're using the utility, you pay for it. This is the whole principle behind the idea.
I won't rehearse the arguments because we've gone through them for nearly 2 years now. Yeah. People's argument was we were paying for water through our taxes. That was the argument people were making. They weren't paying for the ESB through their taxes. One of the reasons they were told they had to pay taxes is because of water and the forest service and the roads and all that.
You're getting into a much bigger argument, but let me give you one statistic, right? When this, at the last election, when the Fianna Fáil government ran out, they were paying out €12,000 per person in this country in expenditure. And they were raising €8,000 in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That had to change. That's what was wrong with the country. Forget about the banks.
I know there was expenditure.
We were spending 12,000 per man, woman, and child in this country.
And taxation was dropping dramatically.
And taxation was 8,000 was being raised.
Taxation
that was we
income,
were overspending per person 4,000 per year in this country. That had to change.
But there still is an overspend.
There is an overspend.
We're borrowing 800 million a month.
Yeah, and the overspend is to come down in line with the 3% target on spending on instead of what we were doing. We were overspending on current expenditure by 50%. That's what we were doing. That's what when the tax base fell, when the property collapsed, that's what happened. So how do we pay for those services and where are those costs? You know?
And there's two ways of looking at it. One, you try and reduce costs. Well, they've already upped taxes significantly. Do you accept that, John?
There was a balance there between the two. Expenditure had to be cut as well. That's why we have cutbacks. And so that those two figures should be aiming nearer 10,000. So we have cut expenditure as a nation, and people have made those sacrifices. And we have raised the taxation or the income that is coming in to pay for the services that we use. But water is not free. It comes down from the sky.
I don't think anyone has to be piped. Yeah, I don't think anyone was ever stupid enough to say that
but
the water
But I mean, this idea
free.
That it's double taxation or anything like that, we weren't paying for it by taxation. We were paying for 50% of it. You know what I mean? or any other service, the health service, our refuse service or whatever. But, I mean, we pay multiple taxes. We pay tax on our income. We pay tax on our expenditure. We pay tax on other things, our road tax or whatever. You know what I mean? So, you know, the roads are not funded totally by road tax.
Well,
so central government makes funding towards that. But that's getting away from where we started,
But you are hitting on what is the sting for a lot of people, in that they feel there are so many taxes now, and there's another one coming down the road. It is higher than they anticipated. And it's going to hurt. That's their point. And some people just can't pay it.
Some people just can't manage.
There's no exemptions for unemployed people. There's no exemptions for pensioners as such. There's going to be a 100 quid allowance or whatever we're told.
But Joe, there's no exception on your electricity. There's no exception on your gas.
Yeah, but water. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's a utility. It's metered. There's three pipes that come into your house.
Then I'll just come back to the final point, John. If water is the same as electricity and gas, why is it that they will not cut off your water if you don't pay? That is the deal. Not cut off. They will reduce it to a trickle for filling your kettle or washing your face, but they will not cut off the water if you don't pay. And the reason they've made that decision is they say water is pretty vital to life.
Joe, there have been, as has been highlighted on your programme, there have been numerous cases of people on electricity and gas who have been threatened with cut-off or whatever. They have had other options given to them, like putting in a pay-per-use meter and all that sort of thing. Every effort is made to ensure that people maintain a service. There is no point in cutting off people's gas, central heating in the middle of winter.
But they do. It does happen, unfortunately, John.
It does, where they don't come to an arrangement with service provider.
Stay with us, John, for a sec. Claire, you say you object paying for water.
Yeah, I do.
Well, John's point is it's not free.
Listen, we live in a country that has 300 odd days of rainfall.
Okay, yeah, but that doesn't go straight into your...
No, I'm going to do what my grandmother did.
Which is what?
In the 60s, she bought me a tin bath.
Okay, collect the water in the tin bath. Okay, and someone else has been on to say to me, Claire and John, that Aldi have these big water butts on special at the minute. Anyway, John Stanton in Renland, and Claire, thanks indeed. 51551.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
By the way, just a reminder, it's Friday, and on October 24th, which is the bank holiday weekend, I know it's a long way away, but it is Fiverr Friday 2014, and you know the plan is we've been running it now right throughout the recession for the last 5 years, and it came from an idea from a listener, and that he was a small businessman, and he was making the point that if every now and again we dedicated a Friday, but a bit of an atmosphere, a carnival atmosphere, and the idea is to try and spend an extra fiver locally. Now, that can be in your Super Value or your Tesco or your whatever, but to actually support your local shops. And the local shops, their end of the deal is that they would do extra bargains on that Fiver Friday. And towns and villages, I know some towns like Buncrana are still doing it, and Bundoran and places. I know Rohini are having a special weekend in October to try and rejuvenate. And it was a great high street, but to try and make a bit of a, put an extra buzz onto their high street. But on October 24th, if you want to get involved, it normally takes one retailer to actually knock on everyone's door on the street and say, will we try and do something on that Friday? And the RTE end of the deal is, we will do our absolute utmost to help you advertise and to give you a mention and to put it on all our various Facebooks and social media to try and give you a boost as well. No one is excluded. No one is included. Just do it. If you want to get together for Fiverr Friday, it's on October 24th. And as I say, our end of the deal is to try and give you as much publicity and as much support as you can. Spend an extra fiverr locally. There's a bargain, and hopefully everyone is a winner. And as someone said to me yesterday, Fiverr Friday now more than ever. It's something small. It's not going to change the world, but it might make a little difference. Tom Keenan, you've got ideas for making little differences in terms of our water charges. What are they?
Oh, yeah, Joe, you forgot to mention Aldi and Lidl there, saviors of the country.
Okay, anyone, any, dude, everyone can get on board. You go next week to the ploughing, which we're going to the ploughing, by the way. Thank you for that prompt. We'll be in the ploughing and we'll be down at Rahaniska on Thursday. The Funny Friday Ganger there on Thursday. And anyone who saw the Aldi tent last year, I know Super Value do it as well, the Aldi tent in terms of Irish suppliers was absolutely astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. So anybody, take your point, anyone can get involved in Fiverr Friday. You spend an extra Fiverr locally and the shops or whatever, be it your local butcher, put on an extra bargain on that day. Your point on water, Tom.
Joe, I'm going back 25 years ago. Myself and my wife were in Holland there with friends of ours, and they had this system in Holland where a substandard-ish water comes into your home that can be used for bathing, for using for toilets, for garden, watering your plants or whatever. But they also supply 25-litre drums of drinking water. This was provided by the local authority. Now, the point I'm making there, I spoke to your researcher, was why are we flushing drinking water down the toilets? Why are we washing cars with drinking water? Why are we mixing concrete with drinking water? It just does not make sense, Joe.
Well, it won't make sense from next Wednesday week when people start, when that meter starts turning. What about, do you think everyone should buy one of these water butts, as they call them, these big...
No, not at all. The local authority should supply a standard of water to your home for bathing, for flushing toilets. There should also be a higher standard of water provided in 25-gallon drums or 25-litre drums to your home. And what I'm saying is, everyone's on about the cost. I don't know what it is per 1,000 litres. I didn't even take it in.
$4.48.
Right. Well, what is that cost made up of? The pipes are already into our homes. The water system is in place. So is the cost because it's a high level of quality water, or where is that cost?
It's $4.88 per 1,000 litres.
Yeah.
So for water, and that's where you have the waste service as well, coming in and going out, $4.88.
Yeah, so as I said, we're flushing drinking water down the toilets, mixing concrete, and we're washing out horse boxes and all sorts of things with drinking water, and that's the highest quality probably you can get in Europe. Anyway.
Well, I think there will be a lot more people collecting water in whatever receptacle they can get together when they see their bills coming in. Okay, that's Thomas in Dublin, 51551, back after this.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.